This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Here's a brief but annoying message to let you know that you could have first heard this episode 9 months ago if you were a subscriber to our Iron Filing Society Patreon offering.
For the price of a pint and a St. Clement's each month, you can get up to 4 episodes a week, 9 months before the rest of the world gets them. Early access to regular episodes, lots of other marvellous benefits, and there's absolutely no adverts or brief but annoying messages like this that will get right on your tics.
Find out more and subscribe now at tftimemachine.com/ironfilings.
Here we go. 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 This is it.
This is Top Flight Time Machine. I'm Andy Dawson. Pow, pow, pow.
I am Sam Nifty Delaney. So what?
It's Life Logistics. We're here to help you with any problems you've got. Just email them in or tweet them to us. We don't mind. And you can ask us anything, really. It doesn't even need to be a problem. If you want, you know, if you want to just get an opinion on something from us, we'll do that. We're not fucking fussed. Here we go, 2021, first one. Did we do the one about robot vacs before? The robot vacuum cleaners?
Rings a bell. I mean, there's so many. This is mainly about vacuum cleaners these days, isn't it, really?
Yeah. I think we did, because you were talking about, I think, is it your sister that's got one in New York?
Yeah, she's got one in New York,
yeah. We've done that then. Fuck that. Here's a recent one. Matt, IFS Stoke Division, he says. I didn't realise there was a Stoke Division.
But, yeah, they're hardcore.
That sounds like something, well, doesn't it?
We didn't go to the Potteries on our tour last time. Maybe we should consider that.
Well, I'll look at the stats and I'll see if it'll be viable.
Yeah.
Because we got burned, let's say, once or twice on the
Look up your Potteries data. Call up the Potteries data.
I'll do that later on. So Matt says, all right, hot body and beeping to me. Mm. Okay, fine. I've been a postie since the end of November.
Yeah, okay. Good man.
This was on Tuesday of last week. He said, yesterday I was out in the snow delivering COVID tests on a council estate in Stoke-on-Trent.
Right.
Fine and noble work. I think we can both agree there.
Definitely, yeah.
He says, I saw a load of teenagers eyeing up my van as I went past. Yeah. So I carried on round the corner to the cul-de-sac to drop off the kit. On returning to the van and turning it around, said teenagers menacingly approached me with shit-eating grins, pelted the fuck out of my van for a solid minute with snowballs. Yeah. Two of them even sat on the bonnet to try and stop me leaving the street till they'd slipped off it.
Yeah.
Classic teenage stuff, that, in the snow. Yeah. He says, I didn't really know what to do, so I just sat there till they finished. Any advice on...
I don't see it till you finish, to be honest. Just let me know when you're done, and then I'll get going.
Yeah, any advice on how I should deal with it next time? As you can tell, I'm a practicing coward. I think he's handled that perfectly.
Yeah, I mean, what else are you supposed to do? Just let him finish, especially if you can. If you're shitting it of some fucking snowballs, which you shouldn't be, then that's a problem. But if you can hide that and just look relaxed and ideally have a copy of a paper that you can just sit back and start reading with your feet up. And if you smoke, or even if you don't, I'm not a smoker, but if I was doing your job and that was a potential thing, I would carry a copy of the Daily Mirror and a packet of probably quite hard fags like JPS.
Yeah, don't be a specialist. Yeah.
With me. And that would be what I'd do, because as soon as they started, if they stopped me from moving, I'd just say, fine, mate, and I'd put my feet up, I'd put the seat right back, put my feet up, light myself a JPS, and just start reading Andy Capp in the mirror.
Having a look through the racing pages
in the mirror. And that would fucking confound them.
Yeah, well, I just let them wear themselves out.
Yeah.
Because, you know, how long are they going to go for?
I know. It gets boring. The thing is, your emotional response is what they are seeking.
Yeah.
Don't give it to them.
They seek confrontation.
I think that having snowballs thrown at your van also, you should see that as fun. Because snow doesn't come along very often. Mm. You know, it's one of the most joyous things when you're a kid and it snows and you get to go out and throw snowballs. You know, just try to remember how much fun that felt as a kid. And now they're throwing snowballs at you, sure, but you're in a moving, moving metal box, safe from the impact. So fine, it's a laugh. Just fucking go with it. When I, Archie Buchanan, my, I suppose you could call him my former stepfather, although that would be a bit over the top. But my mum's boyfriend who used to live with us, who was a milkman, I used to do the milk rounds with him sometimes, and you would encounter similar stuff, and it was worse because you were more exposed on a milk float. The milk float, you're exposed because there's no doors. You are, so you're cold too. You're, it's fucking slow, right? So it's hard to get away. It's not very manoeuvrable. It wasn't the time I was on it, but I think my brother went on it with him sometimes, and he said that they got attacked by some youths. And Archie went mad with panic and tried to pull a fucking Yui and the milk float, but he attempted it in a narrow street at too high a speed, which was probably about 7 miles per hour. And he tipped the whole fucking milk float over on its side, and all the bottles of milk smashed. And then the kids just fucking loved it. And, he was a bit of a mad Scotsman. And he lost it and started trying to chase them, which is what they want as well.
That's exactly what they wanted, wasn't it?
You love to be chased when you're that age, don't you? You love to be chased by an angry grown-up. It's hilarious.
Yeah, that's all you live for. I mean, I was just going to say there, do you think a milk float could be knocked over by snowballs alone?
Well, the old school... They still, I mean, milk floats. Now there's this company called Milk and More. Have you got that in Sunderland?
Who?
Milk and More. So when I was a kid, there was Unigate. There was like a rivalry because everyone had a milkman, and it was like, which dairy are you with? So there was Express, right? Mm. There was Unigate. I don't know if this was nationwide or just London. Archie was with Unigate, right?
Right.
And we were so passionate about, you know, it was like having a football team or what party you voted for. We were a Unigate family. And we were so staunch Unigate that my mum even started having it off with the Unigate milkman and invited him to live with us. But then there was Express and I think Co-op were the other ones. So there was all these different rival firms. Now, if you want to get milk delivered, which I've looked into, I've toyed with the idea, Andy. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you, but I've toyed with it on a number of occasions. Certainly during lockdown, it seems quite good. But there's this outfit called Milk and More, and they deliver milk and more. So general groceries, I think. But I don't know. It's not the same vibe, and they don't have the old-fashioned milk floats anymore. I don't think you get those milk floats anymore, mate.
No, I think they just come around in like a regular van, and they just have them in the back of a van or even the back of a large car.
That, do you know what? That's what put me off. Because if a geezer comes around in a milk float wearing a milkman uniform, white coat, white hat, etc.,
I'm paying for the experience of having that company.
Him to be like, what's the actor who plays Confessions of a Window Cleaner and all of that?
Robin Asquith.
I want him to look a bit like Robin Asquith, having a good whistle. Morning, missus. All that stuff, right?
At this point, Robin Asquith is an excellent follow on Twitter.
Yeah, I follow him. Yeah, he's living great. Out loud, isn't he?
He is. He always has done, yeah.
And he's literally living the lifestyle of Robin Asquith.
He is. There's lots of his Twitter account is looking back loud at things he's done in the past. And
you know, his role model is himself.
Yeah.
Or at least the characters he's played.
Once we get Humans of Honor back up and running again.
It'd be great, wouldn't it?
Probably, yeah.
Anyway.
But anyway,
So he... So that's what I want. But if a geezer comes in a fucking car, some geezer turns up, pulls up outside my rig in a fucking car like a Mondeo or something, not in a uniform, pops the boot, gets out a couple of fucking pints of semi-skimmed and some yoghurt and comes and knocks on the door and gives it to me. That sounds... There's something about that that sounds a bit seedy, mate.
It's grotesque, isn't it?
It's grotesque, and I don't want my wife and children being exposed to that. So that's why you will not get my business milk and more. But in answer to your question, yeah, you could probably knock over a milk float with... Did I tell you about when we went, we used to deliver milk to Feltham Young Offenders Institute, or whatever it's called.
No.
And I go, all right, what do we need now? And he goes, we need, you know, whatever it fucking was, you know, 12 full fat and 12 fucking whatever gold top. And I go, right, and I go to get those. He goes, not those ones, the cartons at the back. And there was one lot, it was all milk bottles in them days, but we had one special box of cartons. And I went, oh, Archie, why do we have to take cartons and not milk bottles? Because the lads in there will use the glass to kill each other or themselves. I was about nine. I was a nine-year-old milk boy. And I was like...
might even threaten to kill you.
I thought, right, I'm a man now. I'm fucking facing... This is real shit, right?
You hostage.
I'm up at Feltham Young Offenders dealing with young adolescent males who want to utilise my stocks of glass to commit murder, possibly on me. Kill the milk boy!
Suicide.
And we're going to kidnap that milk boy, hold him hostage and cut him up with glass. That was quite scary.
I bet it was, yeah.
Mm.
I had a run-in about a month ago with a similar company. Was it Milk and More?
Milk and More, yeah.
McQueen's Dairies started operating round here.
Mm.
And I had one of their lads knock on the door saying that they did deliveries to the door and they do milk and they do orange juice and eggs and all this sort of thing.
You're like, oh, yeah, what else? Come on. you flash cunt.
I was feeling benevolent I thought, you know, they sound like a small company because the lad was quite slow-witted, let's say.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he was a small, slow-witted
man.
A boy man. And I thought, well, give it a go. Because what the offer was, they'd give you a trial of 2 days. They do Tuesdays and Fridays, give you a trial. And he says, and then after that, if you sign up, you can do it all online. You don't have to hand over any cash. We don't come to the door. You set up a direct debit and all this. I thought, that sounds good. You know, it's nice and easy. So I signed up for the trial. I thought the trial was a free trial. So they give you some free milk and then you try it out. Then I looked deeper into it. The milk wasn't free. It was for a 2-litre bottle, which I think is about £1 in the supermarket, £1.99.
Oh.
And I thought, whoa, hang on a minute. I like the idea of having a milkman again, but not fucking twice the price up the Asda. So I went online to cancel it because, as it says on the website, I'm looking at it now, manage online, pause or cancel at any time.
Yeah.
Great, I thought. So I went to cancel it and there's a fucking phone number you've got to ring in order to cancel.
That's always alarm bells. If there's a phone number involved in something, you know you're in the shit.
No one can be fucking arsed to ring up because it's all about customer retention, isn't it?
Don't worry about that.
Any of these cunts where you've got to ring up to cancel something, it's all about customer retention and they're all like, oh, well, can you tell us why you want to cancel? Is there anything we can do to stop you from cancelling? And I'm always just cancel it now, right?
Slash
I'm
a busy man. Of the milk.
Whatever the thing is, cancel it now. I've got no else to say to you. Just fucking get on with it. So obviously I got all of that and then they wanted to try and take me debit card number. I said, I'll do it on PayPal, like your fucking website says. Mm. I'm not giving you my fucking... I'm not reading my number out to you. And it ended sourly, let's say, which is quite appropriate with it being, being milk.
Yeah.
So if McQueen's Dairies do come knocking on your door, send the cunts packing is my piece of life logistics.
I mean, the thing is, right, you can get Uber Eats and Deliveroo now to pick shit up from the grocery shop.
You can. Yeah, exactly.
So what's the difference? So, you know, unless these people from McQueen's or Milk and More are going to make the effort to turn up in old school milkman get up with a proper milk float, all they are a council bring milk, go and get the milk from the shop for you and fucking charge you 100% markup.
Exactly. Right?
Get Uber Eats to go up to fucking Tesco and get you a pint of milk. They'll do it.
Yeah, I'm looking at their website now and I'm still angry.
Great idea for a present, by the way. It was my mate. It was my brother's birthday on New Year's Eve, right? And obviously I couldn't get to see him. Usually I'd try and pop round or sometimes spend New Year with him anyway. And so it's hard to know what to get him. I hadn't got organised in time to send something in the post. So you can get an Uber Eats voucher, right?
Oh, right, okay.
From one of those voucher things online where it gets emailed to them with a card. The only thing is it took fucking, for some reason, it took 48 hours, which was annoying. But I think this is a brilliant present. Now, remember last year we established the notion of the 40 quid cunt, right? How giving £40 cash as a present to another adult is ultimate power play, right?
Yeah.
Can't quite work out why. Not belittling 40 quid.
Spot, isn't it?
Don't get me wrong, we'd all like 40 quid. I'd like 40 quid right now. Who wouldn't, right? Even Bill Gates, if you went up to that cunt and said, or if he found 40 quid in the street, he'd be like, fucking jackpot, you cunts.
Can you just have a listen? Can you hear? It's just stopped there. You might have heard in the background the actual reach and wash was occurring there.
Oh.
In the background, just as you were speaking, that might come through on the episode. I don't know, it might come through in the edit. The dog is now downstairs. Oscar is downstairs going fucking apeshit. You might
hear
that. Can't stand it. It's invasion, isn't it? He goes fucking nuts. So
the windows are perfectly fine.
Oh, you might hear that over the next couple of minutes.
If you want your windows cleaned, I'll fucking lick them.
McQueen's Dairies will do it for 40 quid. sorry, carry on, the 40 quid cunt. Yeah.
Well, if you've got 40 quid and, you know, you're thinking, well, I can't think what to buy this cunt, but I don't want to give him 40 quid because that feels like a power play. I'll tell you what, mate, you get someone a fucking Uber Eats or a Deliveroo voucher, you've bought someone a fucking takeaway.
You have, yeah. What more could you want?
Because I'm very generous, right, and he's my brother, I got him a £50. I'm not showing off here. I am a bit. I got him a
£50. You've had a good year.
Yeah. That's podding money, that is, right? A £50... No, I tried to get him good presents. He's always been generous. You know, he's my older brother, and when I was a lad, he was always really generous to me. So I thought, I'm going to get the cunt a £50 Uber Eats voucher. And that is just unsolicited life advice, because it was when you're dealing with a last-minute present that you can't get to someone because of lockdown, and you're not sure what to send them online, everyone likes that. So last year, like, I got him a subscription to Masterclass, which is that thing which I love, yeah? I don't know if he watched them, but I love them. And I'll watch any of them. It's when I watched Gordon Ramsay mashing potato for about an hour. It's fucking brilliant, mate. And the FBI negotiator, he's the best one.
That sounds good.
But getting someone, if you receive that as a gift, you sat at home, and then suddenly get it, it's like, there's 50 quid to spend at Uber Eats, mate. You're like, fucking bingo, man. I can get a huge fucking curry now.
A feast. Yeah.
So I think it's a really good present idea. But be aware that you need to sort of, you can't do it right last minute because for some reason it takes a while to come through.
Cunts. I've just looked at the McQueen's Dairies. They appear to have put their prices up recently. A 2 litre semi-skimmed bottle of milk in a plastic bottle. They're now knocking that out for £2.71.
Well, I'll tell you another thing, mate. That's another thing. If I have my milk delivered, I want it in an old school glass bottle that I then
wash
and put outside on the doorstep for them to take away.
Because that's better
environmentally, too.
What's 2 litres? 2 litres is 4 pints about that, isn't it? About the same as 4 pints. All right. Well, they're doing 1 pint of semi-skimmed in a glass bottle, 99 pence. So you're paying 4 quid. For 2 litres thereabouts, which you would pay for a quid up the Asda. Now, I know that the times are hard and milk farmers especially, feeling the pinch, but fuck off. 4 quid for 4 pints of milk.
Jalapeño. Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Jalapeño.
Milk and more prices here. Okay. Right. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell. Milk and more organic semi-skimmed. I'm almost scared to tell you this because you'll react. Mm. You might hit the roof. Milk and more organic semi-skimmed milk in glass bottle.
How many pints?
One pint.
1 pint. Yeah.
95p. Right. Yeah. Same for skimmed and whole milk. Right. So basically, we're talking about the same price as what you're paying up there. Right.
Organic.
Then,
did you see organic?
It's organic, mate.
£1.14 with these cunts up here.
Yeah, but listen to this. This is like the basic milks. Then at the top, they've got this. Nourish Organic, which is a branded milk. The other ones are in plain bottles, which is what we like, right? Mm. This is Nourish. It's got a trendy kind of looking design label on it. Nourish Organic, natural kefir in glass. What the fuck's kefir? Is this some sort
Turkish.
Of... It's a Turkish milk. Mm. It comes from rats. That's rat milk, that is, right? Guess how much it is for 500 millilitres. 500 millilitres, right? That is £3.
That's outrageous.
Yeah. Yeah, that's less than a pint, because a pint is 568 millilitres, and that is less than a pint of Turkish rat milk for £3.
In a bottle.
That's not on Milk and More. No way. Just looking at some of their other prices,
I mean,
here.
We're not here. We're here to help. We're not here to put people out of business necessarily. But if that happens, then, you know, they've only got themselves to blame, I think.
And don't forget, if you're tightening your belts and you live in Sunderland, as you know, I know the city quite well after spending about 24 hours there a year and a
half. You ended up buying some rat milk, didn't you, by accident?
No, in that Polish shop with the quite grumpy Polish woman, yeah, opposite the Travelodge where I stayed. Mm. Was it a Travelodge? It was, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
Quite near Poprex. They sell pig milk. And
it's pig milk. Right.
It's Polish pig milk, and it is cheaper than the cow stuff.
Okay.
It's not legal. It's not legal. If you're caught with it, If you fall victim to a stop and search, I don't know how common that is in that area of Sunderland.
Yeah.
But if you get stopped and searched, you could do time, depending on how much you've
well,
got.
Well, yeah, I don't know if that's a thing anymore because obviously we're in the Brexit era now, and I don't know how they're getting it imported. I assume it's just coming in through the borders quite easily without any paperwork.
Yeah, no, sometimes they import the pigs, and they've got them out back.
I mean, how do you do that? How do you import pigs now?
I know.
Now we've sealed our borders.
Well, if I was you, I'd go down there today because if they've got some, I'd say start stockpiling because who knows when they're going to get their next shipment of pig milk.
You're suggesting I panic buy pig milk then?
The good thing about pig milk is that it's got a saltiness to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's like...
It just makes you thirsty, though.
It tastes a bit like bacon.
It makes you thirsty. It's just like KFC special seasoning. Whatever, isn't it?
It
makes you thirsty.
If you put a little bit of it in your tea, then you get that smoky bacon flavour in your tea, which some people go for.
Yeah, I suppose. Well, tea and coffee, we've been drinking tea with cannabis in it, haven't we, for the last month since we were saying some sort.
Did you try it? I had a bad neck over Christmas, and I had some of those CBT gummies. Is it CBD,
right.
Isn't it?
CBD,
yeah, because it said it was a muscle relaxant. So I fucking... You're supposed to have one. I fucking... gobbled the lot like it was fucking like they were wine gums. I didn't notice anything at all, to
it
be
lost
honest.
A deer.
Yeah. Can't remember what happened. I milked some rats apparently.
Yeah, I tried some of the tea and I felt very relaxed. I have to
Did
say.
You? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I might give that a go.
I was it was, I used it as a pre-bedtime thing to see if it would help me sleep better, and I was just awake till 1:30 in the morning, as usual. So right. It didn't help in terms of sleep, but I did feel...
Did you feel tranquil?
Yes, I did.
Nice feeling,
I felt tranquil. And I was in my reclining armchairs as well.
Oh, that was fucking hell, mate. Is amazing. I had the most tranquil and contented festive season that I think I have ever had in my life. Do you know why? I was fucking mentally prepared for doing fuck all. Whereas usually what happens is you get all excited, Christmas Day comes and goes, Boxing Day comes and goes, and then you get this sort of deflation because you haven't lent in to the nothingness enough. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. It's all you haven't lent into it, and
that's my problem. I'd be like, fucking hell, oh, what are we going to do today? We've got to do something. Do you know what I mean? Okay. But when you realise there's no options, they've been taken away from you anyway due to lockdown, you just sort of think, just, you know, make some lunch, sit, watch a film, just fucking, it's just rest. But I'm not, although I talk about just rest, I'm not a natural at it. I'm not a natural. I'm learning. And this Christmas was the best period I've ever had over Christmas. Usually I do get quite miserable in that, between in the perineum zone, but all I didn't this year because I was just like, fucking hell, I'm just gonna, like, every day, like, I'm gonna have naps, I'm gonna drink tea, I'm not gonna think about anything to do with work or admin or any of that shit. I'm just gonna watch fucking movies, play video, played Risk and Monopoly on the PlayStation.
Nice.
So you don't even have to lean over a board, you can just sit there on your sofa playing Len at Risk.
This is probably the wrong thing to say, but it's the truth. But my Christmas was also fantastic. Again, very little was done. I've got the added bonus, isn't the right word, but my daughter's birthday is on the 28th of December and my son's birthday is on New Year's Eve. So there's all of that going on as well in the perineum area.
Yeah, so that livens it up a bit.
They're now 17 and 13, so it's a lot easier. You just give them money. Do you know what I mean? You haven't got to build things or wrap shit up. You just give them money. Hey, there's a fucking Uber Eats voucher. Fuck off.
There's 40 quid, you cunt.
Yeah, so there's all that. What I did from the 22nd of December right through until, I think it was the 2nd of January, I drank every evening.
Nice.
I drank alcohol through until about 2 a.m., 2:30 a.m., and then I slept until about 10 a.m.,
lovely.
And then I'd have a nap during the afternoon and be at it again.
Yeah.
And it wasn't drinking to excess. I didn't black out.
It was
low level, steady drinking.
Yeah.
And I watched the darts.
Yeah.
Because the darts was relentless across Christmas. And I fucking loved it.
Yeah. It was brilliant. You lent into it, mate. That is the thing.
Oh, I did.
And that's the thing. I fought against those sorts of periods for so long. I've ruined lots of holidays when I was younger for the same reason. Just not being willing enough to just think, you know, there is some pleasure to be derived from not even trying to fucking occupy yourself beyond just simple indulgence.
Existing.
Yeah. And it was great.
And you know what? Those last two nights of drinking, I didn't want to. I was sick of it.
Yeah.
But I thought, it's in the calendar. It's got to be done. Because back on Monday, I'll be back at the pod face.
Yeah,
hacking
exactly.
away at the pod face,
and you've got
mining pod material.
That.
So I just carried on drinking. The last night I drank was the Saturday night, Saturday the 2nd, I think it was. And then I've just stopped since
then. You had to get pod fit.
Because I'm sick of it.
I was cheese, mate. I was on cheese non-stop, but by the last few days, all I wanted to eat was like green vegetables and stuff, because your body just says no, enough.
Yeah.
I read a whole fucking book about nutrition, which sounds so boring. I mean, in a way it was, but at the same time, it was fucking amazing, called Why We Eat Too Much, right, by some doctor. He's one of these doctors that gives you an operation on your stomach to stop you eating. And but he thought, do you know what? I'm making money out of this. What I should be doing is telling people how not to get in this state in the first place, right?
Right, yeah.
So he's done this exhaustive, he's a very authoritative figure, and he wrote this exhaustive book on, like, the actual science of it. And there were so many great myths in there, mate, and some of them are really good news. Like, the best news of all is that all that stuff about cholesterol, right, and animal fat, and how that's the culprit for making us fat and giving us heart disease. was based on a bunch of research that was financed by big food companies, right? Back in the fucking...
Big fat.
Yeah, big fat.
Or big vegetable,
not,
probably.
Not big fat. It was grain and sugar, right?
Big grain.
So big grain, everything in the Western diet became about grain, right? So bread, pasta, rice, cereal, right? All of that. The government and in the West had never given dietary advice before until like the late 70s when the Americans issued this official dietary advice, which then basically spread to the UK and other parts of the West, right? And the point at which they started saying, don't eat egg and bacon and all that stuff for breakfast, cooked breakfast, that's bad for you. It's got loads of fat. It will fur up your arteries and it will make you fat, right? Start eating fucking cereals at breakfast, right? With skim milk on, right? That is the exact point where obesity got started to grow. The less animal fats and shit like that people started eating, right? And the more grains and cereals and things like that and things with sugar in, because every low-fat thing is usually made up for in sugar. That's how the obesity epidemic started. So what you're supposed to be eating is fucking eggs. Cheese, mate. Butter. Really?
Yeah.
Never get a fucking low-fat thing again. I mean, so I don't know if you do.
Sugar is the enemy, is that right? Is sugar the enemy now?
Sugar right. and grain stuff, like, it's best not to eat too much bread, but bread's quite hard to avoid. But sugar and all that. But the main thing is, mate, if you want to eat eggs for breakfast every day, which, by the way, I do anyway.
Right.
Because I need the protein, so I'm vegetarian. Fucking eat them, mate. Have eggs and bacon every day. And you'll be being healthier than the cunt next door who's eating Weetabix every day.
How do we know that the author of this book isn't in the pit of Big Fat, though?
Well, exactly, but it's extremely exhaustive. This is a book written from a very scientific perspective. It's all about, he quotes only like peer-based reviews. He goes meticulously through the studies on which all this previous... And you know what? It's not just big grain and big sugar. Do you know who else funds the research now?
Who's that then?
Big Pharma. Do you know why? Because the best-selling drug in the world, the most multi-billion pound fucking industry in pharmaceuticals is statins, right? The shit that's supposed to reduce your cholesterol levels,
really? Right?
So they make this big fucking thing about how cholesterol is the cause of everything. Sugar's the thing giving you heart attacks and making you fat. Sugar, mate.
Okay, now. So there we go. Just before we go, quickly, can you guess how much weight I've put on over the Christmas period?
Well, that's interesting.
I'll add... drinking every night with dry roasted nuts generally or pistachios and cheese most nights, and then in the afternoon when the darts was on, a cup of tea and a very big slice of Christmas cake every day.
Well, having read this book and the sort of logistics of weight gain, right, and learning a bit about the science to do with it and how the body basically self-regulates weight depending on what it's used to and is incredible at doing so, like incredible at doing so, right? I, and looking at you now, you don't appear to look different. Cosmetically, there's no change. And knowing the science, I don't think that you'll have put on much weight. Over a two-week period, it's not like usually you're eating like a fucking vegan diet anyway. I'll be surprised if you put on more than, like, half a kilo.
What's that in pounds? Because I'm pounds and ounces.
I don't know. Like, let's say you put on maybe 3-4 pounds.
1 pound.
1 pound?
1 pound.
Well,
yeah.
That is...
I was stunned. See,
yeah, that is amazing, mate. And that is because you have a weight set point. It's what your body's more or less used to, right? Yeah. And your metabolism reads... what's going in, right, and what's going out, and it bases it on what it knows. So if you were someone who was fucking running 10K and only eating fucking, you know, lean protein every fucking day of your life, when you started eating the cake and drinking every night, your body would go, what the fuck is happening here?
Chaos, right? Flashing red lights,
fucking chaos
all over
right?
the place.
But if you have a sort of a mixed diet where some of those elements are in it anyway, but you're just eating it a bit more and only for 2 weeks, then your body just fucking deals with that. It's like, fine,
mate. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Beer every night. Cake. Nuts. Cheese. Fucking
lovely.
£1. £1. Ridiculous. I mean, me son, he put forward the theory that I'm actually at bursting point and I'm unable to take on any more weight.
Nah.
So that could be true as well. I don't know.
It's not, mate. But, it's because your body is regulating it. Your body is like, don't worry, mate. I've got this. Only if you change your diet drastically in some mad way, like you suddenly become addicted. Like when my dad, don't know if I've ever told you this, but my dad went for a phase of, he became addicted to Fizzy Orange. So much so that my sister told me that they were walking along once near a shopping centre and he suddenly just fucking took off. He went, I've got to go in there. And he ran into the shopping centre, but shit, I'd never seen him move so quick. And he was running and she went, what's the matter? And he went, I've got to get a Fizzy Orange. Right? Any Fizzy Orange, like Fanta, whatever. And she said it was like she was really worried because he suddenly went like a junkie. And he went into, and to be honest, I think it was around that time he had a heart attack and a double bypass. It was probably all the fucking Fizzy Orange.
Hey, this is weird. This is the cosmos at work. I had a craving for something over the Christmas holidays that I've never had for years. I'll tell you what it was.
Orangina?
Fucking Fizzy Orange.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, let's be fair, it is nice. I wish I hadn't mentioned it.
I could taste it in my mouth, and it was like, I need to get some now. But I didn't, because, you know, fucking COVID and everything, I don't just pop into shops and get things anymore. Well, there was some Diet Coke in the fridge when I got home. I had that, but craving Fizzy Orange.
Oh, that's disappointing. When you want a Fizzy Orange, but all you've got is a Diet Coke. Yeah, hang on, isn't that Alanis Morissette? Isn't that a lyric by her?
It was ironic, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. But again, the body, right, it fucking...
The body
fucking, when it's sending, when the brain sends messages to the tongue and the tummy...
Yeah.
Your tummy sensors. It's because your body needs that thing.
Yeah, well, it did.
It needs it. So, you know, like all this shit where they'll try and go, well, you know you have to drink a litre and a half of water every day, right? All that water bollocks, right? You know what? You just drink when you're thirsty. The body has got that shit down. It's fucking designed. We don't need fucking the cunts marketing Evian to tell us how much water to drink. The body fucking knows. So John Brain is going, hey, leave this to fucking me. I think I can handle the fucking basics, like how much water you should fucking... What next? I'll be trying to market fucking air to us. Oh, you're supposed to fucking breathe in 40 litres of oxygen a day.
Mm. Well, there we are. We've come a long way in this episode. We've started off with a postman being pelted by snowballs and we've ended up at the body.
You know what?
We haven't really helped anyone.
At some point, we should do a separate series just about the human body.
The body.
Top Flight Time Machine, the body. We'll do like 20 episodes. And I think essentially, you'll correct me if I'm wrong, but there are 20 parts of the body, aren't there?
There are, yeah.
So we could just do 20 episodes and we just work from top to bottom.
You cut the body in half from top to bottom and there's 10 each side, isn't there?
Yeah, exactly right. Left nut, right nut.
Yeah, we might get rid of that eventually. All right, that's Life Logistics. Keep them coming in. We'll try and help more than one person next time. We've got History Box coming as well, haven't we, this month?
History Box is on its way.
That might be next week. I don't know. We'll see what we figure out.
We have to decide what episode of history we will be addressing in episode one. Yeah,
one episode per event, or one event per episode, whichever way you want to look at it.
It could be the Battle of Stalingrad.
Yeah.
Or it could be that time Kim Wilde got pissed on the tube and sung Kids of America.
Could be either of those things. Who knows? They're all valid. All right, thanks for listening, everybody. Bye!
Goodbye!